brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The national media says it's the law, you have to take vaccines. From CNN to MSNBC to Fox, and then they lie. And people under intimidation or believe they're forced, so they really were forced. It's false coercion, it's fraudulent, to go take the shots. John McCain got questioned a few days ago. We're going to play that audio by 9/11 Truth. And they asked him about the fact that the White House has hired five different known al-Qaeda groups, one of them headed up by the number three in al-Qaeda, to attack Iran. That's a White House press release they put out a few months ago. And John McCain says he knows nothing about it, and it's basically made up. That's what they do. They treat you like you're morons. They tell you Iran is al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite, the opposite of the Sunnis from which al-Qaeda springs. I mean, even in the official narrative, that is a fraud. It's really an intelligence agency. That's back in the mainstream news today, by the way, in multiple publications. You go, what does this have to do with the North American Union? It's the same thing with this. I mean, we can have all the declassified documents, their own statements, David Rockefeller, Condoleezza Rice, hundreds of others, Strobe Talbot, the Deputy Secretary of State, Time Magazine editors saying they're going to get rid of the U.S. and have a North American Union. We can have them on video. We can have Dick Cheney saying it. And still, the newspapers will just write that, and people all across the country, every day, open up their newspapers and read, oh, it's kooky, it's lies. And then they don't go check out what we've said. But a lot of people are checking out, and they are remembering all the times they were lied to, and they are going and looking and going, whoa, I've been lied to. I've been lied to big time. And that's why the system's losing all its credibility, but they can't learn new tricks. In fact, they're just intensifying lying now. So here's Vicente Fox on two different programs, Larry King Live and Comedy Central, talking about new orders and North American unions and the Amero and all of it. So, I mean, here he is.
We are going with, forward with the idea of a multicultural state.
Plurinacional.
A multinational state.
Buscar vivir en unidad, respetando la diversidad.
Trying to live in unity, at the same time respecting our diversity.
They're working together as a team.
Would you like to see a North American union? So what's your team? You'd go with
long,
Mexico?
Long term, yes.
U.S.
partners.
Canada? Have some sort of South American union, like the EU, to consolidate their power.
There's different blocks. There's one in Central America, all nations there joined together. There's one on the South. We should have a new vision, go further, integrating and working together to build a better future.
Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency.
Long term, very long term. What we propose together, President Bush and myself, is ALCA, which is a trade union for all of the Americas. And everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came, and he decided to isolate himself. He decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. And very important.
It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?
Well, that would be long, long term. I think the process is to go first step into a trading agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we're trying to do with NAFTA.
Now, in the next few days, because I'm commissioning this from Paul Watson, it's going to take a few days to put it together. There's so many quotes. We're going to have dozens and dozens of quotes by globalists saying they want a North American Union, about how they stealthily, and that's in their own documents, want to set it up, how it's going to have a carbon tax, how we're already in it, how they secretly set up the euro via the same stealth systems. They say they want to use that here. All these clips of Vicente Fox and others saying it. And then we're going to post it, and I'm asking you to email it hundreds of times to the Boston Globe, not just the writer, to all their editors, the L.A. Times, the Bakersfield the paper, all of them. And just say, man, what's your problem? You heard him. A trade union that leads into a total union. The Amero. Did you hear him? I mean, stop treating us like we're complete idiots. You crooks.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not just my analysis or countless other scholarly dissertations on what's happening. When we say that the exact same attack pattern that was used from 1957 until 2000, but now everything's accelerated in much shorter frames of time, to set up the European Union by stealth. They say in their own documents, it's all an endgame, but it's all been in many newspapers, that they are going to set up a North American Union by stealth. Stealth integration, North American Union. But Vicente Fox and Condoleezza Rice and many others don't care. They'll come right out and say they're integrating and setting up an NAU. In fact, they're already, according to the Trilateral Commission's own reports and press conferences Bush has had with Barroso and Merkel, the head of the EU and, of course, the German chancellor, I mean, that's an endgame. That was only 4 months ago. They came out and said, we're already integrating the North American community with the European community. I mean, that's a quote from Bush and Merkel. They all said it. I mean, they're already merging the two blocks. That's what they do. They set up the sub-blocks, and they start merging them while they continue the integration of the sub-blocks. And they state it all. But the general public who can't find the U.S. on a map, on a globe, the general public doesn't know who their governor is or who their congressman or woman is. Can you imagine them telling them, go to judicialwatch.org and read the four-year lawsuit documents? They had to sue to get them. Can you imagine them actually getting an endgame and actually sitting down for 2 hours and watching it? They won't do it, folks. There's too many ball games, too many cocktail parties to act cool at to literally save their future. Do you know what it means if these people win and we're already way down the hole on this? It means third world serfdom. That's their stated goal. It means no due process, total police state, huge prisons. It means the death of our currency, which they're already doing. They have to kill the currency to then bring in their stinking Amero, which in the first step, it could be as soon as 2-3 years from now, is going to be, you'll still have a dollar, you'll still have a peso, you'll still have a loonie in Canada, but they're going to be pegged to a set currency. They're going to peg it to a new monetary unit in the banking structure, and the dollar's dead. Just like we already have national ID cards since 1993 with Clinton's executive order, and people are arguing about it coming in next year. Or, the NSA may start listening to us. They've been doing it for 30 years. Long after it's in place, they tell you. It's the same thing. They're already integrating everything right now. Just like Europe. And they've got hundreds of newspapers saying it doesn't exist and it's not happening. And, you know, when they finally announce all this in the next 5-10 years, however long it takes, I want these reporters held accountable. Most of them are CFR members. I mean, I want it known that they are taking their public trust and they are lying. Some of them may be idiots and may be getting it wrong, but some of them spin is too on. It's direct CFR spin. You can't talk out both sides of your mouth. I mean, when we first played this video link last year, right off C-SPAN, we got a bunch of emails and on the blog post saying it was fake. I mean, that's the type of denial. Hey, don't you dare say this is fake. You go to the CFR.org, CFR.org. You're driving around in your car laughing at me right now in Kansas City or Austin, Texas, listening to 1330 AM, or let's say you're driving around in upstate New York or KCAA and going into San Diego and L.A., and you're laughing at me. When you get to your computer at work or home, you go to CFR.org. And you go into their search box and you type board of directors, and it'll go into their history of directors, and you look at who was the director in the mid-1990s. Dick Cheney, Richard Cheney, don't you dare email me. Of course, most of you are CENTCOM bloggers. You know it's true, and you go on the blogs and say it's all a lie when we have the video of him. Was the CFR.org a lie, too? I'm sick of you! I'm sick of you lying so our countrymen don't wake up. If they did wake up, we could defeat it. We could save this country. Go ahead and play Dick Cheney to remind them of how arrogant they are.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Very, very funny. Play it again for people.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
You know, the global system is real simple. Anybody who's ever been in the corporate world or been a mid-level or even high-level executive knows that there's always other bigger corporations trying to do hostile takeovers, trying to buy your stock, flying your board members off to all-expense-paid trips with prostitutes. I mean, that's just trying to take over your company. It may even be as small as a $10 million company. And big Fortune 100s play all sorts of dirty tricks because they're bigger than most governments. Private intelligence agencies, private mercenary armies, armies of PIs, battalions of lawyers. I mean, they've come in and bought our cities, bought our counties, bought our school districts. You know, they fly your school district heads, no matter how small, to New York 4 or 5 times a year to eat $300 steak dinners and stay in $2,000 a night hotel rooms, and little baglets of cash are handed out. They've been caught thousands of times. I mean, you better grow up and figure out that this is global corporations doing a hostile takeover, not just of the U.S., but every other sovereign nation in the world. They mean bloody business. And he knows that only intellectuals and politicos watch C-SPAN, and so he can sit up there and make a big sick joke and then go on TV. And I mean, I got emails like, Dick Cheney fights the CFR. He's a conservative. You're a liar. How dare you put out a fake video? How dare you say he was the director? Again, here's Vicente Fox on Larry King Live and Comedy Central. He did other programs too. Listen to this again carefully. Listen carefully.
We are going with, forward with the idea of a multicultural state.
Plurinacional.
A multinational state.
Buscar vivir en unidad respetando la diversidad.
Trying to live in unity at the same time respecting our diversity.
They're working together as a team.
Would you like to see a North American union? So what's your team? You'd go with
long,
Mexico?
Long term, yes.
U.S.
partners.
Canada? Have some sort of South American union like the EU to consolidate their power.
Different blocks. There's one in Central America. All nations there joined together. There's one on the South. We should have a new vision, go further, integrating and working together to build a better future.
Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency.
Long term, very long term, what we proposed together, President Bush and myself, is ALCA, which is a trade union for all of the Americas. And everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came, and he decided to isolate himself. He decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. And very
important. It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?
Well, that would be long, long term. I think the process is to go first step into a trading agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we're trying to do with NAFTA.
And he's given speeches in Spanish where he says North American Union. We're going to pull all those quotes and put it in a story, and then it's up to you to carry the ball. I'm literally frothing in every different direction, trying to beat the law of the sea, trying to get Ron Paul in, trying to fight for our borders, trying to fight for the Second Amendment, while the NRA is supporting a whole raft of state and federal gun control laws. I mean, we're under red-level attack at every point. And the public's starting to find out they've been lied to, but they don't have any idea how serious it is. Now, to bring this home, I was going to talk about this morning, so I did some research to, you know, grab some of the research I've done in the past and print a bunch of news articles and find video clips. And right as I'm doing it, just to show you how this is hitting my life, my wife walks over and says, "Hey, there's a letter from the Texas Workforce Commission. What should I do with this?" And I said, "Let me read it." Texas Workforce Commission, member of the Texas Workforce Network. "Dear employer, every few years, the Texas Workforce Commission and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics request that you verify general business information about your firm. If all the information on the enclosed industry verification form is correct, please call the toll-free number shown in item 6, answer a few questions, and keep the form for your records. The system is available 24 hours a day." And it goes on to say that they need to register this under the survey authorized by 29 U.S. Section 2 to make it all look like law. Later in the back, it says in small print that it's voluntary, but that's how they operate. Just like vaccines are voluntary, but they'll tell you it's the law. And it says on the back, you can find out the details of why this is needed. It says, "Like everyone else in business, the Texas Workforce Commission wants to save time and money." Oh, you're in business. "Both yours and ours. We've deployed, developed the quick and easy Touchstone response system." And it says, "Purpose and use. The purpose of this report is to update information on your products and services. The information will be used to ensure that we assign the correct North American industry classification system." North American Industry Classification System, or NAICS code. Remember, we talked about this last year. People said we were liars in newspapers, to the business location, and that our records contain the correct name and address. This information collected on this form by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the state agencies cooperating in the statistical program will be used for the statistical and unemployment insurance program based because and the purposes in accordance with law." And then it goes on with all these millions of questions they want answered. Now, and it says they want to assign me a correct North American industry classification under NAICS. Now, this isn't even a law. They met 3 years ago, well, in March of 2005, so 2.5 years ago, about less than 2 years ago. They met, and they set up the NAU, the SBP document, signed that in secret. That agreement's still secret. Oh, that's always a good sign. Like they said, amnesty wasn't an amnesty. And then when the bill leaked and it was worse than amnesty, it was pardons for all these aggravated felons and total legalization for 11 members of their family. They could bring her instantly and instant Social Security cards. Just total lies. When we get back, I'll get more into this. Under the NAICS, we got this from the Foyer suit. It says this is for the North American Union integration. And put your business under that designation in their banks. This was the bureaucracy's meeting and just doing this by executive fiat. And then you talk about it, and the general public doesn't even know what a workforce commission form is.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
By the way, folks, you know, I tell you that I don't make a lot of mistakes, but when I do, it's usually with dates and numbers. Yes, the Bill of Rights Day is December 15th, and Boston Tea Party Day is the 16th. So I've been saying the 16th and 17th off one day. Thank you to BL for in Texas for emailing me that. He always keeps me honest here. Okay, getting back into the news that I was covering. they are integrating all of this by stealth. I remember in 1999, I was brought down to the Access TV studio, video shot by a Department of Transportation employee who was doing their programming, and they weren't supposed to tell anybody about this. And by the way, he was under surveillance, and they went and tracked back after the show, and he was fired over it, but he said he knew that was going to happen. It was the public's right to know, and he showed the fields, just the field form, that they were going to be integrating in the next 2 years at DPS offices and at state workers' offices, but the public was not to be told that their driver's license number and Social Security were entered in two fields as two alternate national ID card numbers. Now, we did an article on InfoWars. Last time I searched, I found it. I didn't have time during the break remembering that to go find it. Somebody can post it in the PrisonPlanet.com forum if they like, and I can go in there and do it because I can't search on the web while I'm on air. I can't kick butt and chew bubblegum at the same time, as they say, and I'm all done with bubblegum. I'm all out of bubblegum, as Rowdy Piper says, and they live. So, but we have screenshots and video of that. I think the servers crashed, or the video somewhere out in the hinterland. We've got a videotape laying around or somewhere, but the article and screenshots of it, I know, are on InfoWars.com from 1999. But my point is, they integrate this stuff, and then they keep it secret till later, and just now they're telling you, oh, December of 2008, you'll have the Real ID Act, and some states are saying no. It's the same thing with the Amero. They're already preparing publicly, and it's been on MSNBC and CNBC and been in major financial publications, to peg the dollar as a way to, quote, fix it, as Rockefeller said they do in the 70s. They would devalue the dollar, then there'd be a crisis, and they would peg it to regional currencies, and then you have a, kind of like there's 10 different or 12 different brands of Sports Illustrated for your region. Or just like there's 50 different driver's licenses, but they're all federally standardized and go through federal networks and are federal cards. I mean, how many state police know the feds in the 30s set up all the state police outfits? They're really federal. Federally chartered. Federally directed under emergency reorganization, under the War Powers Act. So it's the same thing. They build it, they put it in place, they beta test it, they get the kinks out of it, and then they announce it to you later. Just like the NAU, just like the EU, it's the same thing on every front. And I was telling you, it's really a national ID card, federal integration, here's the executive order. I was arrested in 97 protesting it inside the DPS. They're deceptive. They're liars. And that doesn't mean the average DPS officer or the average person at TxDOT. But we've gotten to the point as Americans where TxDOT workers are out there programming the computers, and it's a national ID card, and they're told, don't tell anybody we're doing a national ID card. They're not supposed to know. We have a rogue government owned and run by foreign corporations. They're destroying your dollar and your savings and your pensions and any future you've got. Your pension's value has been eroded by 65% in the last 7 years alone. And when they finally get around to telling you, they know you're going to riot in the streets, so they've trained the police to deal with you. And I'm begging the cops out there, I'm your friend, okay? I get mad at some of the bad things and the training you're given, but I know there's a lot of good cops out there. You're ignorant just like the general public, but you don't have an excuse anymore. You know how to research. You know how to check into things. You know how to verify. Pull out a pad and paper when you're off duty. Listen to the rebroadcast at InfoWars.com. Go research what I'm saying. Go to InfoWars.com. Dig out the thing where we got the video of the national ID card. Ask a state trooper. Ask somebody who worked in TxDOT about it. I know it says it right now on their computer screens, and we knew this almost 9 years ago. To know all this and to see it happening and to see it coming to fruition, and then Jerome Corsi breaks it in Human Events and WorldNet Daily last year, and it broke out of Texas, but he found out a bunch of other states doing it, where they send us these forms saying, yeah, we're part of the NAU. This is for North American ID number. You need to fill this out so we can assign you a North American business ID. And then they came out and said Corsi was a liar. This was mailed to my house by the Texas Workforce Commission. We're not just reporting on it. It's being mailed to my house. I'm living it. I'm living it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When you were sleeping, they came and took it away. Is where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest don't ever leave it that way. It was an inside job like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
Trevor Lyman, we're going to have him on just for about 5-10 minutes. Got the Ron Paul campaign popping in tomorrow on the 28th. It is the 27th. We were scheduled to have Naomi Wolf on. We have their email and we talked to them. They just got their wires crossed. She's on tomorrow in the middle of the show at 12:30 Central Standard Time. Naomi Wolf on Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps. So that will be tomorrow on the show. But going to Trevor Lyman, look, The Ron Paul campaign since the 5th of November has been raising on average the same amount of money, which was great, they were raising before it. All they've said is money that comes in earlier can be more easily put into the key battleground states for TV and radio ads. But if you look at the amount of money they can spend there with a 15th and 16th, Millerites Day, the Boston Tea Party on the 16th, one day will build massive hype and attention and fervor, and the odds makers are saying they'll raise $6 million. Then getting into that second day, it could be potentially even bigger. And imagine, let's be conservative, let's say he raises $6, $7 million in 2 days instead of 4.2 and 1. That'll be another huge media blast. It'll get him, the campaign agrees, about four times as much free press as they would have had to buy. And then that's also massive name recognition leading into the primaries in early January. And that still gives us like 15 days. It gives them another 5-10 days to buy TV ads to run the week before in those key battleground states. And I know just from studying campaigns that that's when they really put the money in, is the week before and even up until the day before. And I understand the campaign wants money in now, and they say they fully support and think it's wonderful, the grassroots. They thank everybody for the 5th of November and say it's wonderful, and they thank you for the 15th and 16th that's coming up. But it would be nice this Friday to get some big numbers in to try to get his $12 million raised before the end of December. In fact, if we raise it before December even began, we're up to like 9.2, 9.3. Right now, I know it was almost 9.3 yesterday. I haven't looked. And then if we can raise a couple million more in the next few days leading up to Friday, we got 4 days to do that. And that's pretty easy at what we've done in the past. But then save up after that, folks, because it's that money bomb that really captures the hearts and minds of people everywhere. And again, Trevor Lyman picked up the idea when somebody put out a 5th of November idea on the web. In fact, I mean to get him on. I know he's contacted us. Like, I'm telling my producer again, I want to get him on. I forgot to remind him. Then we get that other gentleman on. But Trevor built the website, took the ball, carried it in for a big touchdown. You, the listeners, took action. Just so honored to discover when I talked to him that Trevor Lyman is a listener to the show going back. And just to know that you are such activists out there is absolutely exciting and amazing. Trevor, I'm not going to hold you long. I appreciate you letting me set the table there with some basic info. But give us your take on what needs to happen.
Sure. Well, I was thinking that Friday I have a site called rudysreadinglist.com, which would be a donation day. And if we can get it up to $12 million or very close, I've looked at the press, and just about every single time that they mention any money that Ron Paul's raised, they always then compare it to his goal. They say, you know, it was $4.3 million on that day, which brings him much closer to the $12 million. And there are article after article that say this. So I know that if we can hit $12 million, we'll get in the press again. And then the great thing about that is every single dollar donated throughout the month is of December will just be running up the score. But, of course, it's best to focus, like you said, on the 16th. The way we have it set is that the 16th would be the donation day and the 15th would be like an action day, the day to go out into the streets and to spread awareness about the Bill of Rights and what's been happening.
Now, Trevor, again, I'm not sitting here trying to, it's not even my place to try to boss you guys around, but I was going off what we decided, what we brainstormed on air to do. Do you see the beauty of the 15th running up huge donations, then the hysteria kind of ended, keeping the hysteria going? So now we're not going to do 15th and 16th?
Well, you know what? I know that there are some Christians that might not want to donate on Sunday, and they should definitely go with Saturday. And really, I think
we got to get our ox out of the road. We're in an emergency.
Right.
Okay. So who had the idea to not do it because of?
We go back and forth on the forums, and, you know, I sort of get a consensus of how people feel.
Oh, I got you. You're saying give on the 15th because the 16th is a Sunday.
I was saying if everybody wanted to give on the 16th, but I think that the people who do not feel comfortable doing that should give on the 15th. But ultimately, Alex, I agree with you. It really is the whole weekend will be looked at. If we raise just donate on the weekend. I mean, either way, the whole thing will be counted. They'll say they raised this much over the weekend. And that's just the same as saying they raised this much on a certain day.
But I saw what happened. Right up until midnight, there was just absolute zeitgeist, wild giving. And then folks were like, okay, the ball game's over. I'm saying we go into overtime. And that's what I thought we were doing. But again, I'm not trying to, I mean, I just, you and I brainstormed on air when this was all being proposed a few weeks ago. I'm saying if people start giving on the 15th, that will give it more time to go viral on the web as people see huge amounts of money being given, and then it will spill into the final day, the 16th, and I think we could raise double the money.
I think that you're right. I think that sounds great.
Everybody just do what you want. The point is, I'm going to aim at your websites and the different websites. Now, there's a bunch of them out there. There's the 5th of November that then links over to the Boston Tea Party, that then links over to Rudy's reading list. These are all grassroots. Tell folks about them.
That's right. Well, so Rudy's reading list was in response to the request, you know, that just the notion that, you know, funds now are good. And then we sort of saw that, you know, if we do hit the goal, we don't need to raise quite as much and we can still get in the press. And, you know, repetition in the press is key. So so it's just one more time we're mentioned, and that's how you market things, through repetition. So, and then again, we'll be mentioned in the press towards the end of the December, naturally, just because they're going to announce how much Ron Paul beat his estimate.
But not just mentioned. Imagine the super bomb of twice in 2 days going exponential at that perfect time, the 16th, leading into the primaries 15 days later.
Which will be exactly on a historic day of the Boston Tea Party where they protest with attacks.
Look, it's a match made in heaven.
Absolutely.
Well, Lyman, I'm not telling you to change that. I haven't even really been paying attention. I've been doing my own deal. But I thought we decided to go 15th and 16th. But then we were also discussing which day was going to be the sign bomb or the rally surge. So I mean, I guess you know your instincts are good. I mean, you're really one of the prime movers, not the real fulcrum of all of this. But I mean, seriously, do you see what I'm saying about the 2 day buildup?
I absolutely do. I think that's a great idea, to be honest. So, you know, in the end, though, it's the will of the people. You know. They're the ones who are going to decide, and that's so we can put it out there, and I will definitely put that out there. I'm going to go back to the forums, and I think what you're saying is absolutely right. But, you know, as long as the money gets to them one way or other, we're going to have to, and I think that is the ultimate goal, and that will be the ultimate result. And by the way, I don't know if you've heard, we've got a blimp. We just, we're trying to get a blimp up in the air as well, and we've been speaking with lawyers about it. And where the hopes are and the plans are, and it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like we're going to possibly have that blimp in the air above Boston for the 15th and the 16th.
I did see that. Absolutely exciting. And don't wait for orders from headquarters, folks. There in every major city, there are companies, it's literally like $300 to $500 over all these bowl games that are coming up. Don't even wait for that day, but try to target that day. Try to target that Saturday and Sunday. And for $500, a lot of you have maxed out what you can give to the campaign. You can go put up a RonPaul2008.com banners behind airplanes or spend $1,000 and they'll take off and fly for hours and land and refuel and take off and fly again over those bowl games. And there's going to be bowl games and other games coming up on that Saturday and Sunday. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's great, and you're right. That's a way to get around the $2,300 limit. You go to the FEC website and file an independent expenditure claim, and then you're good to go. And with things like that, you don't have to worry about putting the name on the banner because it's impractical used for that. So that's a great idea that people who are maxed out can do that as well. And if they want to help with the blimp, that's at RonPaulBlimp.com. They want to go there and help out with that.
Trevor, I'm just thinking, any other ideas, any other brainstorms that you've got?
Well, just that we want to push everybody to take to the streets, and I'm looking to get some materials made that we can, you know, have for PDF and people can print or have, you know, printed out of printers. And basically we need a comparison of the Bill of Rights as it should be and as it exists in our minds and the Bill of Rights as the government would like it to be and as they've passed their laws to damage it. And we need a side-by-side comparison. We need to put that in front of people's faces. They need to understand that, you know, those that aren't paying attention, that we're not, this is a scary state of affairs that we're approaching. And that our American way is under attack. Absolutely. I mean, you know, they've got these things going on in Boston now where policemen are going to, I'm sure you've covered it on the show already. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to come to people's houses and intimidate their way in to search for guns.
Right. Well, why can't a parent just call the police and ask them to come and search if they want to? Why do people need to show up at their house?
Look, it's federally funded knock and talk. It's really gun searches. Even Fox News finally got something right and said that.
Right. And they want to, why can't the parents search themselves? Why don't they know their home well enough to search it? You know, where does this need for the police coming, for them to come and just destroy basically our rights of, to not be searched? You know, these people are going to be intimidated at the door. There could even be some violence that happens from somebody who doesn't want to let them in. Maybe the police will, get used to having their way. Who knows? And nobody wants that.
That's what it's all about. It's about conditioning people that there is no Fourth Amendment.
Right.
Well, imagine the image of millions of people hitting the streets on the 15th and 16th with flyers, make your own, print them off, get them out there to people. Imagine hundreds in each city hitting the streets. Imagine aircraft pulling RonPaul2008.com banners over ball games and over major city concerts or events. Imagine a blimp over Boston. Literally, right. The Patriot Air Force taking to the air, dropping info bombs. I mean, literally engaging in a bombardment against our cities that have been captured by the New World Order, Trevor.
Right, and I think Boston is a meetup group there for Ron Paul is planning a reenactment. So it'll be a media spectacle, and we'll keep it going all month. And that's the plan.
Again, tell us about the reenactment that's being planned.
I don't know much about it yet, but I know that they have sent me some info, and I'm going to look into it further, and I'll push it out to the list, and I think they'll basically just have a rally in Boston, and, they do reenactments where they dump the tea overboard, again, to protest the tax, which ties in wonderfully with Ron Paul's stance on the inflation tax.
Absolutely. So, fire out the different forums, the different places, the different sites. There's other groups that are working with us. Fire those out for everybody, Trevor.
Sure. The other groups and sites? Let's see, off the top of my head, I know the Bill of Rights organizations, we're going to be in touch with them. There are several constitutional protection organizations, the meetup groups.
Well, you talked about forums. Yeah, the meetup groups, but also, plug the several sites you've got.
Oh, well, the sites that I have for drivers are Rudy's Reading List, Rights Rally 07, which is a little still under construction, Tea Party 07, which is fully going, and that's where people can sign up to pledge the $100. Of course, please give anything you can, and even if you can't commit to 100, just give the 5, give the 25, whatever it is.
And at Tea Party, at the Tea Party website, give them the exact website address.
Sure, teaparty07.com.
At teaparty07.com, by the way, you've got 20,000 plus people that have pledged to give on the 16th.
That's right. So that's more than we had November 5th by 2,000, and we still have almost the same amount of time as we had to promote this November 5th, again, we're very close. It was just a little over 2 weeks, and we have just a little over 2 weeks left. So
if you've got more,
what
do you think of Las Vegas saying that you're going to raise at least $6 million?
I think that sounds very reasonable, and I think we could even outdo it. You never know. Based on the pledges that we had before, I certainly couldn't have predicted the 4.3. And we did. So, 18,000 pledges was $1.8 million, and we more than doubled that. So,
what's the exact number of pledges right now? 21,000?
I think so. I have to update it again, but that was as of a few hours ago.
Everybody go to teaparty07.com, pledge now to give. And, Trevor, again, you've got the instincts on this. You're taking the ball. I just want to thank you and praise you for all you've done. But I really instinctively know that if you start on the 15th and get people to pledge on both days, it's going to cause exponential hysteria, and I think it could go absolutely supernova if the giving starts on the 15th and then everybody tells their friends. It captured people's imagination. Folks that never heard about it were going and giving to drive up that thermometer. And I just absolutely every fiber of me knows what you originally said here on the show, what we brainstormed of the 15th starting it. But, you know, maybe having a $2 million goal then and then a sixth the next or whatever. The point is those 2 days, Bill of Rights Day and then Boston Tea Party, the real rebellion against tyranny begins. And I'm going to put a blurb out along with your blimp blurb that I think everybody should call now and, maybe have aircraft in the air that say teaparty07.com and somebody else can have ronpaul2008.com. That's it. I've called before and looked into it, but I never did it for something else. I think I'm going to try to get myself some aircraft out. Again, folks, we can't just sit here and tell you to do it. We've got to do it, too. Trevor, this is getting more and more exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting great, and we're just going to run up the score all December long. You know, they're going to be stunned, and people are going to absolutely, Ron Paul will without a question be a front runner, if not the front runner, after this month.
Can you imagine the explosive hype it's going to cause when he raises more than $6 million on the 16th?
Absolutely, and even breaking the $12 million is going to cause explosive hype. And then at the end of the month when they have to announce the final number, how much did he beat it by? While all the other candidates are, if they're following the trend, are most likely losing money, you know, coming up short, while he's got money coming in above and beyond what he can even spend in time. So, I mean, what does that say? It's going to be amazing, I think.
Trevor Lyman, we'll check in with you in the next few days. We salute you. God bless you, my friend.
And thank you, and thank you to everybody out there who makes this possible.
Well, Trevor, you just email Trey at my office. You just tell us what to do. You send us press releases. They're going up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Stay there, Trevor. I'm going to talk to you during the break.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator Hydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor.
All right, next hour, wide open telephones at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's listen to Chris Christopherson for just a second.
I went along the world with
the mainsail in a blow.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still.
I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water didn't collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
You tell them, Waylon.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around.
I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to live my life on the sidelines. I'm not going to just let a bunch of criminals and scum run over me. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to take them on head on. And the great part about living my life, about having my job, is that I get to talk to people like Trevor Lyman, who are taking action, who are destiny, who are legend. I get to stand up with great patriots and men and women of every race, color, and creed who have liberty and justice and love and honor beating in their breast and who want better futures for their children. You know, the bad thing about tyranny is that once it gets in force, it just gets worse and worse. It's its very nature. They enjoy abuse and stealing and killing. And it's like a huge train, a huge gaggle, a huge army, a flotilla, a thousand legions of cockroaches, of petty scum and bureaucrats and corrupt police that will rise up and that will man this system. And they'll all, through their authority, set up their own little Mordido kickback payoff schemes in your area. And then that always leads to massive poverty because the government sucks off everybody. And why should you work? Why should you build a business if somebody's just going to come steal it from you? If you can even get the money to begin with to start it. And the big corporations will have their regulators there to shut you down so you can't have competition against them. A bunch of goons coming in your business, sucking off you. It's already happening. You don't know what bondage is like. You haven't studied history, many of you. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history and it's horrible. But not one-tenth as horrible as it must be to actually live under it. I'm telling you, it's destiny coming up on the 15th and 16th. It is destiny coming up. I want you to give on both days. Because that will cause the media hype, and then it will build into the second day, and it may go supernova. It will go supernova. The question is, how big will it get? But again, that's only one issue. It's an example of, it gives us hope. It shows us what we can do together. It shows us that our ideas are winning in the marketplace of ideas. Before I end this hour and come back and go directly to your calls and a bunch of other news I haven't even scratched the surface on yet, that Endgame 1.5 comes out tonight, and then Endgame 1.5 Part 2 comes out tomorrow. An hour and 7 minutes tonight of extras, powerful info, mini documentaries from Endgame. And then tomorrow, another additional 40 minutes in three different chunks. Two chunks today, another big chunk tomorrow. Endgame 1.5 launches at PrisonPlanet.tv today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. More than